Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Winston Churchill Day. It's also National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. One of Mark's favorite cookies is called an almond pillow cookie that they make at a grocery store called Fresh Market. I don't know if those cookies are made anywhere else or if they are an invention of Fresh Market, but they have a very strong almond flavor. So I don't know if these Chinese almond cookies are the same. I've never had one, but we do like an almond flavored dessert. It's National Library Workers Day. Oh my gosh! Happy Library Workers Day to I Am a Librarian, Mel. If you are indeed listening, Mel, I hope you have a great day as a librarian. It's also National Name Yourself Day. I did that. I changed my name, as we all know. It's National Cherish an Antique Day. So everyone should write to Big Fatty and tell him you cherish him. And it's National Unicorn Day. There you go. Let's look and see if we have any more contact. Really quick. Okay, yeah. So we got one message from Unknown. And they didn't leave their name. So I don't know who it is. Mr. or Mrs. Unknown. It said, I just listened to the controversial Steps podcast with Daniel. And it says that don't tell him. So it says basically, you're right about losing more calories with more steps. So this anonymous listener who shall not be named says he or she listened to the episode, and he agrees with me that that you do lose more calories with more steps. So there you go. But maybe it's not healthy for, I don't know, you know. There's so many things out there that people think they know. And there's a study for this and a study for that. I've been, you know, in Noom, it says when you're looking at all these health related, especially eating, you know, is this healthy for you? Is that healthy for you? Is this a good diet to be on? Is this, does this particular thing help cure cancer or, you know, whatever the case may be? You should look at who funded the study, how many studies they did. You know, was it corroborated with multiple studies? How many participants were in each study? Like all of this stuff before you just assume that a study is correct. But, you know, new things are being learned all of the time. So who knows? But I'm pretty confident that the more action that you're putting forth, the more calories you're burning, because it takes your body more calories to actually, you know, do that. We do not have any more voicemails, I don't think. Let me just listen really quick. There's one, but I think we've already heard this one. Oh, I'm not hearing anything. Wait a minute. Let me keep playing. I'm not hearing anything. Interesting. Okay. Well, for whatever reason, I'm not hearing anything on that voicemail. Let me just try a different one to see if, I don't know, there's something wrong with my setup. Must be. We had a power outage yesterday, and I, you know, who knows? There could be weirdness. There could be weirdness. After the power outage, no, the power outage was today. Oh, by the way, today was the eclipse. And so we'll just go there. So today was the eclipse, and I originally wanted to drive to Flippin, Arkansas, which My family owns a home there. And I never use it. Like, Mark and I never use it. We don't, you know. And I thought, you know, one time I'm going to use this because it was in the path of totality or criticality or whatever it's called. And I was like, okay, well, I don't want to be trying to drive somewhere on eclipse day because there's going to be bad traffic, they said. And so Mark and I can drive over on Sunday evening. It's a couple hours away. Spend the night. And then work from there. And go out on the back deck and watch the eclipse. Or, you know, look at the eclipse. And because I've never seen a total eclipse in person. And so we were going to do that. And then I found out one of my aunts was taking her entire family. Her husband, her kids, her kids' kids, they're, you know, all of these people. So it was going to be a full house and there were going to be no beds left over for Mark and I, plus the whole gay thing and us sleeping in the same bed. Nobody has said anything, but I would just feel weird. So we didn't do it and we stayed home. Mark also needed to work, so we couldn't just, let's say we wanted to just drive. Any place that we would go would be about an hour away. We were about an hour away from seeing total eclipse on either going driving east or driving south. Because my little corner of Arkansas was just missed by the, but we were like 97% totality. But it just didn't work out. So I worked from home because I thought, okay, and I don't even know that the traffic ended up being quite as bad as what was predicted. Not here. I know in Russellville, they were doing 300 weddings, solar eclipse weddings, and Russellville was in the path of totality. So, but up here, there wasn't quite as much traffic as what I thought there was going to be. And anyway, so I stayed home. We had a power outage this morning for about 20 minutes. So I was working on my laptop battery, just whatever juice was in the laptop battery. And I connected my laptop to my mobile data on my phone. So I was able to, you know, continue checking emails or whatever I was doing this morning. And the power finally came back on. But anyway, so then Mark came home around lunch and then we would kind of go outside every 10 or 15 minutes. And yeah, it was neat. We didn't get totality, but when it got the maximum amount for us, you could feel the temperature went about 5 degrees lower and it was darker. Not pitch black because it, you know, we weren't 100%. We were like 97. And so, yeah, watched it and that was it. Not much else to report there. So I know we were talking about the weekend on yesterday's episode. And I think I only got Saturday, not even all of Saturday done, I think, when I was talking about it. But just to kind of rehash a little bit. We had a very busy Saturday. We got up super early. Mark went to run. I tried to meet him at a couple of different places, was unsuccessful, but I did get him in the finish line. We came home. I weighed. I did not lose weight last week. I gained weight. And I, not a lot. I went up by 0.9 pounds. So I was 173.1. I went up to 174. So then so I weighed, I think I was back to 173.1, but yeah, that's it. I weighed early. I weighed on Friday, and on Friday I was 174. And then Saturday, because we had to get up so early, that's why I weighed on Friday. And but then when we came home, I weighed and I was 173.1 again. So basically I stayed even, but or gained one of the two, whichever weight you want to believe. And then we went to that party and Then we came home and we were so tired. We were going to do restaurant of the week. And we were just both really tired. So we ended up going to Freddy's Steak Burgers and Custard or whatever that it's called. And I got a patty melt and some fries. And Mark got a hot dog and some chicken strips because he didn't want a burger. But we brought it home. We ate in front of the TV. And that was our Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, I got up super early, did my workout, my 2-hour treadmill, and then I got ready, went to church, played the two services, came home. We had, I want to say leftovers for lunch, but it might have been microwave dinners. I don't remember. And then we just kind of vegged out all day on Sunday because we were so tired. Because we had gotten up super early. Mark had run. I had done, 4 hours worth of Peloton between Saturday and Sunday. I'd walked 20,000 steps in those 2 days. So we were just kind of both like zombies. And I did some coding because I'm learning a machine learning library in Python called PyTorch. So I'm doing a YouTube class on that, and I'm learning some other stuff, some other AI stuff, a couple of libraries like a crew.ai, which is a library that lets you create multiple agents and have them work together. So I worked on that a little bit, but we pretty much just kind of relaxed for the day, and that was pretty much it. And Florida is coming upon us, so I'm trying to now get ready for that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.